Hey there, knock knock, any producers in the house? Well, I've got a fantastic recommendation for you, especially if you're a film buff. Listen up, I recently stumbled upon this gem of a book called Too Late to Repent, and let me tell you, it had me glued from start to finish. I couldn't just put it down, it's that gripping. Now, let's talk about the plot. Brace yourself for an exhilarating ride. The story dives deep into a whirlwind of characters and tackles some real-life issues like marriage, divorce, affairs, parenting, friendships, you name it. And guess what? The story even takes you on a journey to a different country and lifestyle. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. Picture this, a perfect South Indian movie waiting to happen. Drama galore. The pace is like a speeding train at 100 kilometers per hour. You've got twists and turns, romance that'll make your heart flutter, action that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Hey, it's a complete package. This book's got that vibe, the kind you'd find in those high-octane South Indian films. The characters? Oh boy, they're well-crafted. You'll connect with them faster than a snap of your fingers. The plot? Oh, so intricate. And in a world where Bollywood often borrows from the South, this could be a breath of fresh air. The story flows seamlessly, jumping from one subplot to another, and you watch the characters evolve over time. Like, imagine a Casanova turning into a responsible family man. Now that's character development. Alright, let's dive into the story a bit. We've got Om Prakash, a brainy guy from a regular old middle-class family, one of nine siblings. He's an IT graduate and a total playboy, you know, lots of flings, parties, the whole deal. But then, he crosses paths with Sneha, from a whole different community, and boom, the partying stops. Sneha's a smart cookie, with a degree from the London School of Economics. She's got her career game on point, working with Stanford Smith. Their story? Classic. Introduced by a mutual friend at a party, they fall head over heels for each other. Despite some family resistance, they tie the knot. Two kids later, life is pretty rosy until Sneha has to jet off to the USA for a half-year work stint. And that's the tip of the iceberg. What happens next? Well, that's a secret I won't spill. But let me tell you, filmmakers, this story is packed with mind-bending twists and turns that are just waiting to hit the big screen. Now, let's get real for a moment. With IT industries booming and globalization making the world smaller, jet-setting to foreign lands is all too common. Youngsters are lured by the glitz and glam, not realizing the toll it takes. Luxuries, cachet, sure, they're alluring. But they can snatch away your peace, your family, your roots. It's like a trap, where people trade happiness for success and cash. This potential movie? It's like a wake-up call for everyone, a young and old, men and women. It's a reminder to draw a line between success and reality. Fame, money, fancy lifestyles, they don't guarantee happiness. So, there you have it, producers. Too Late to Repent is a goldmine of a story, tailor-made for the silver screen. Dive into it, unravel the gripping twists, and give the world a film that's as thrilling as it is thought-provoking. With the world shrinking due to IT and globalization, the film can serve as a timely reminder to young and old, men and women alike. It's a wake-up call against trading happiness for success or cash, highlighting how fame and luxury don't always bring joy. So, dear producers, take a closer look at Too Late to Repent. This story has the potential to set the silver screen ablaze, offering a roller coaster of emotions that will leave audiences reflecting on their own lives. Dive into its pages, unearth its gripping twists, and bring to life a film that's not just thrilling, but deeply thought-provoking. Let Too Late to Repent be the catalyst for a cinematic journey that resonates with the heart of society.